This KPCT podcast, sponsored by Karen Pryor Academy for Animal Training and Behavior. Get the details on our professional dog trainers program. We develop, certify, and support excellent teachers and trainers. Visit www.karenpryoracademy.com or call 800-472-5425. That's 800-472-5425.
This is a CBC podcast. With Concerts On Demand, you can enjoy performances from acts like Tegan and Sarah, the Toronto Symphony Orchestra, and the Peggy Lee Band whenever you want. Find your favorites at cbc.ca/radio2/COD.
A woman from Holyrood has made it to the finals of an international dog training competition. Her name is Tanja Stewart. This contest is sponsored by a company that promotes clicker training for dogs. They apparently asked dog trainers around the world to submit a video of them training a dog to do a stunt. Now, Ms. Stewart's video made it to the top five, and now she needs your help to win it all. Tanja Stewart and a canine friend, I should say, are in the studio with me this morning. Hi, how are you doing?
I'm doing fine, thank you.
And what's your friend's name?
This is Piper.
Piper. Okay, and how old would Piper be?
Piper is almost 8 years old.
Okay.
He's a little rescue beagle.
Yep.
And I've had him since he was 5 weeks of age.
All right. We're going to get to him in a minute. Okay. Mm-hmm. Tell me about the competition and why you entered it.
I'm a big fan of Karen Pryor's, and I entered the competition because I wanted to win. It's really quite simple. Karen Pryor it's her company that sponsored the competition. She's a world leader in science and behavior and in clicker training.
Ah, okay. Just for those who don't know or aren't familiar with this, what is clicker training?
Clicker training is a science-based method of training animals, any animal. And what we use, positive reinforcement, and we use a reward marker. So we use a click sound.
There it is.
And this is the sound, yes, to mark for the animal the behavior that we want to reward. So when we are rewarding behavior, the animal knows exactly what they did that earned the reward. So they can make that association between the behavior and the reward. So there's no guesswork involved for them.
I should have had that when I trained my dog, or didn't train him.
You should have. Well, it's used for people, too. I mean, they're using it for people. There's all kinds of websites for people. And they're using what's called tag teaching for people that are artistic. They're using it for teaching children gymnastics, ballet. It's becoming more and more widely used because it's based on setting you up to be successful and rewarding successes rather than punishing mistakes.
Gotcha. Okay. In the video that you submitted, what are you doing with your dog?
Well, in the video, I decided to free shape. So when I use the word free shape, it means that by using only the sound of my clicker, marking and rewarding the behavior, I communicated to Piper that I wanted him to take a basketball and slam dunk it or drop it in a basketball net. So okay. When I free shape, my end goal is that he'll put the ball in the net, but I say nothing to Piper the whole time. I don't add a cue because as a clicker trainer, we don't use the word command. We cue the dog. So a cue is an opportunity to earn a reinforcement. So I didn't add the cue until I had the final behavior.
How many people did you beat to get in the top five? Any idea?
What I know is that they were accepting 150 applications or videos, I guess I should say, pardon me. They were accepting 150 videos. Then I received a notice that it had been narrowed down to 19, and then a notice that I was in the top five.
Okay.
It's pretty exciting. We're the only Canadians that entered this, and it's an international competition.
And now it's up to people to vote to see if you can win the big prize, I guess.
Yes, it is.
Can you tell me a little bit? What is the big prize?
The big prize is $500,
okay.
A trophy. It's the trophy that
the trophy
I want.
You want.
Okay. I want to bring the trophy back to Newfoundland. $500, the trophy, and then I believe she has the rights to use the video because it's actually a training video. So someone should be able to watch the video and understand how I taught this behavior to my dog.
All right. And you've brought Piper, as I mentioned, is here
yes, he is.
With you this morning. Mm-hmm. And what's he going to do for us this morning?
Well, he can do any trick you want, and he can even shoot a basketball for us today.
I'd like to see his impersonation of Kobe Bryant. All right, can we do that?
We sure can. Brought a little practice net, and I brought his practice ball. And what I'll do is I'll throw the ball, and Piper will go and fetch the ball, bring it over, and drop it in the net.
There comes the slam dunk then. Okay, all right, it's all yours.
All right. Slam dunk.
There it is, and picked up a foul on the way. He's got a three-point opportunity, I think.
Boy.
You're holding that about a foot and a half off the ground. If that little basket was locked into something, would he actually do a two-arm dunk?
Yes, he would put his paws on the net. Okay. The one that we use in the video is the Charles Little Tykes one, and I think it's 31 inches off the ground, and that's high enough that he could stand on it, put his front paws on it, and then drop the ball in.
Talk about a vertical leap. This dog's got one for sure. What other kind of tricks can he do?
Oh, Piper can do over 125 different tricks. Spin, moonwalk, say your prayers. He licks his lips when I say, do you like rabbits? He sneezes on cue. He rolls himself in a blanket.
I suppose he can fold laundry, too.
He actually can. Here yes, can. He'll take the towel in his mouth. And he can dust. And he can open a garbage can and drop things in it for me. He'll pick up anything I ask him to pick up.
Well, Cecil Hare has been shooting a number of these tricks, and he's going to put them up, process them, and put them up on our website so people can see some of them. But thanks very much for coming
in. Okay? Thank you very much.
And thanks to Piper as well. Tonja Stewart, and you can vote for her clicker training video at canisfilmfestival.com. And, of course, as I mentioned, you can see all the tricks on our website, cbc.ca/NL.
For more on all of our CBC podcasts, head to cbc.ca/podcasting.
This KPCT podcast, sponsored by Karen Pryor Academy for Animal Training and Behavior. Get the details on our professional dog trainers program. We develop, certify, and support excellent teachers and trainers. Visit www.karenpryoracademy.com or call 800-472-5425. That's 800-472-5425.